Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. It's your girl, TT from the D. Happy hump day, everybody. Somewhere in the world, it is a wind down Wednesday because we may be on different time zones. But I just want to say happy, happy Wednesday, wherever you are in the world, whatever you plan to do today. I hope that it's an amazing day for you. I hope everything goes as planned, as you desire, and as you wish. Well, I want to say salute and shout out to my brother from another, Mr. Demetrius Crayon, neighbor. He was an amazing guest last night on the Tap In Tuesday segment. If you missed that topic and that show, man, a time was had. And I just have to say the inspiration for today's topic and show came from our interview last night. Now, we did go over the standing 1 hour mark, but it was so good, so deep, so informational. And engaging is what our viewers did, and we gave it to them. But I have to say, it was phenomenal. And we talked about this topic, which is the hot topic for today. Don't get too comfortable. I asked Demetrius, what would he like to leave as a piece of advice for the veteran musicians, not the newcomers? Because, you know, a lot of times you always say, what do you want to say to the people that's trying to? Nope. I decided that I wanted to talk to the people who are already in the industry. Why? Because a lot of times, just as we said, I believe and I know for a fact, people get comfortable and they get too comfortable. And not only do they get too comfortable or they're comfortable when it comes to the entertainment world, but how about in everyday relationships? And that brings me to, because you might say, well, what does too comfortable look like, TT? I'm glad you think that. I'm glad you might be asking that. And I want to tap into that. I want to share with you a few. And when I say a few to you may be 3 to 4. A few to me might be 10 to 20. We'll see how we land. But I want to share a few signs that you're getting too comfortable in a relationship. Okay. And then you might say, well, what does it really mean to be too comfortable? Well, it means that the essence that is laying out when you are too comfortable is that you basically want to stay as you are. It's your comfort zone. You don't want to change. You ain't trying to elevate. You're good where you are. Whether that's intimacy, love, or friendships, or accepting new partners. Like, you ever hear somebody say, no new friends. It's like, you're comfortable. You're comfortable with who you're with, your friend circle. And you're like, I don't want to have to relearn people, blah, blah, blah. Is that healthy? I don't know. Does that allow you to grow? Think about this. Imagine the people you meet along your journey as a child, and you're comfortable around them. You know them. If you kept the mindset of no new friends, then what if you never met the person that you met that's a great friend as an adult? Right? Remember, life is about enjoying how you do things. It's not about staying in your comfort zone. Familiarity is one thing, but comfort zone is a whole nother thing. Now, let's not mistake feeling comfortable in a relationship for being too comfortable. You take for granted sometimes, and I think we'll unpack that. So, let me jump into my first one. What's going to be my first one? Dating is a part of the past. One of the most important signs of dating that we recognize is when you too comfortable. For instance, if you're a young man, you're dating a young lady, you might have started off always opening the door for her. And she like, oh, he's such a gentleman. And if her family and friends see this, they're like, oh, he's such, oh. But now you're 6 months in or more, and you don't feel the need to open her door no more. And it's like, whether she's dressed up or dressed down, whether she has on a dress with 6-inch stiletto heels, or she has on a Nike tracksuit with some flip-flops. Opening the door is a very beautiful chivalry gesture. Don't she deserve that at any time? It shouldn't be like, oh, in the beginning it was this way. Because it's like, was that for fake or not? Nah? right? Think about this. Ladies, you not off the hook. You're freshly dating. And you cooking. You make your mate's plate. You set it on the table. You set it up or however that looks. Right? And they're like, oh, wow. You know, she's so thoughtful. She's so caring, blah, blah, blah. Now, next thing you know, y'all 6 months in or more, as I said, right? And now, all of a sudden, you be like, oh, I thought you cooked. Oh, I did. Your food, I did. You want me to make your plate too? And you looking like, well, you used to. Oh, that was in the beginning. It's like, Can you imagine that? It's like, I don't do that no more. So, oh, you got me. Yeah. Because if that was one of the things that attracted him, then he like, well, what happened to the lady who made food and made sure it was good? And you like, well, things have changed, and what about me? And it goes on and on. Y'all already know. If you that guy, and you see your girlfriend or your wife gas, you like, okay, I'm going to always make sure my girlfriend or my wife has gas in her car. Now, I know some men, they put gas in their wife's car, and the wife don't ever have to put gas because they'll just, on purpose, like, hey, let me see your keys. Check the car, go get gas, fill it up. And I'm like, oh, okay. And ain't nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with getting your own gas either, I don't think. But I'm like, okay. But if you start doing that, it's an expectation. Because it's like, okay, well, why you don't get gas for me no more? And that's just a hypothetical thing. And I, like I said, I know someone who does that. And it's like, his wife expects it. I don't think she takes it for granted, but she don't have to worry about that. But that's something he started doing. But guess what? They've been together, I know for a fact, over 25 years. And he still does that. So it goes back into being comfortable, not being, or being uncomfortable. Find what works for you. And don't be afraid to expound or grow. But don't get too comfortable, okay, in your relationship. Because what ends up happening, we tend to take people for granted. Okay, you might have something like, okay, when we first got together, you went to the bathroom, and I know this is a common one, right? You go to the bathroom, you close the door, because you're like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, and you close the door, because it's like, ladylike, ladies, fellas, you like, no, I ain't gonna about to take a piss, and standing up, and she right there, but you get comfortable, and then you on the toilet, and here they come, I gotta brush my teeth, it's like, okay, right? If you don't have more than one bathroom, you probably like, well, I can understand why they did that, because I was in here and they needed to go. But I still feel like that still is that man, that woman's private time. And you could be married and love each other and all that great stuff. That's fine. That's fine and dandy. But they still need that private time. Now, you can't say, do you mind if I come in? I need to brush my teeth, or I want to freshen up, or I need to wash up, or, you know, whatever that looks like. And it's like, okay, because you do got some people, although, and I used to be like this. Yeah, you could say, well, my husband has seen me naked, or my wife has seen me naked. And you still, not saying you shower or anything, but you might just be like, I just feel more comfortable, you know, getting dressed on my own. Or nah, you know, if you're being intimate or something, that's different, but you know what I'm saying, you're comfortable. But at the same time, it's okay if it's okay. You might be like, oh yeah, I'm good, you change in the front of, yeah, that's fine. But again, some people might be like, oh, so does that mean you were too comfortable? Perhaps it does, right? What about romance, right? You wine and dine, you date night, right? And in the beginning, it's great. All these things are great. And then all of a sudden, y'all ain't been out on a date in God knows how long. You forget how to date because you got too comfortable. And I don't think you could ever not want to date who you're with. I think you could be together one day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. 10 years, 20 years, it's something about spending time with that man or that woman that is just a beautiful thing. And so you look for ways and opportunities to date that one. Now, that's if you're still in the zone. Some of y'all be like, You'll never see their significant other, ever. Except if you go to their house or something. But out and about, you're like, hey, where's Rose? Oh, yeah, I guess she at home. I don't know. Or where Frank at? Yeah, he ain't want to come. This ain't his thing or whatever. It's like, oh. Now, you know, the first thing, I ain't going to say the first, but one of the first things people think, like, they must be going through something. Because they used to always see y'all together. So all of a sudden, now we don't. Date night. Hey, y'all want to get together and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know. I can see. I don't know if they're going to want to or whatever. I literally know that people do that. And it's crazy because when asked, that person might say, oh, yeah, they ain't into that. That ain't their cup of tea. They ain't. That's, you know, yeah, they probably was with their friends or whatever. Did you ask? No, because that ain't what they like. And it's like, but it's what you like. And they're like, yeah. And it's like, now, sometimes you got to take one for the team, ladies and gentlemen. You may have to go to a football game, ladies, if your husband or boyfriend is into football. You might say, I don't understand it. It's stupid. It's crazy. Blah, blah, blah. That's just like saying, fellas, every now and then you might have to go to a jazz concert or opera. And you might be like, I ain't into it. It's not about what you into. If she likes it, you want to learn what is it about it that she likes so much and, you know, go on and on. But if you started out saying, I want to get to know her, I want to know what makes him happy, let me give and take, that's beautiful. But when you start to be in that, like, I don't know, I ain't trying to, it's like, okay, you got too comfortable. You used to spend time together and now you barely speak, right? You know, you no longer do things that you used to love to do because you ain't got comfortable. You know, when was the last time y'all did that one thing that y'all love to do, but one of you enjoys it way more? That's when you start to recognize, like, I think we're comfortable. In the industry, because this is what sparked it, but when you're in the industry, and I'm talking about entertainment industry, whether you're with somebody who is mutually in it, so y'all have a total understanding, or you don't, you got somebody who supports you, but they don't really get it, or whatever. It's kind of like the comfortable level, you know, for people who work with people. You don't, in that realm, in that space, you don't want to take people you work with for granted. You know they're going to be on time, so you running late. You know to run late, but you know they know you run late sometime. Then you just get to the point, you don't even try to stop yourself from running late because you know, oh, they know I run late, so it's all good. It's not all good. As we touched on yesterday during the interview, people, time is precious, and it may not cost you, but it costs you. Because if you say, yeah, we're going to meet for about an hour, we're going to meet about 5 o'clock, we're going to run to 6. So here you go being late. You coming in at 5:15, 5:20. You ain't text, call, said I'm running behind. You came in 5:30, 5:45, right? Then you call, I'm running behind, but I'm on my way. Now, it was 5:45 when you called to let me know, even though you said 5 o'clock. And now, all of a sudden, you ain't getting there to 6:30. Now, I've been waiting here an hour and a half, and then you want to talk to me? Oh, what if I had something to do? You have to respect people's time. You know, and then you accept these relationships, you work and network and stuff with people, and that's a beautiful thing, but you either barter services. So you might not pay dollar for dollar. And I ain't saying dollar for like, I give you $5, you give me, I'm not talking about that. So you might contract somebody for services and you pay them or you don't pay them. That's going to determine how that person who's providing that service looks at you. It's also going to determine the type of character you laying out there on what they need to be able to prepare themselves with. It also could put you in a space of, when somebody say, hey, I need a MD, or I need a singer, or I need a dancer, I need a violinist. I'm hypothetically speaking, right? You already showed them that you late. You don't give 100%. Remember, your name is what they're going to remember when they think about the horrible experience. Well, shoot, if it wasn't for Tiffany telling me about George, I would have And it's like, all right, you don't want to give nobody no reason to be like, yeah, I'm not using them. But you again know from being too comfortable with people. You got to respect people on whatever level, whatever title you share, whether you guys are friends, co-workers, employer, employee, spouses. It doesn't matter. You have to learn not to get too comfortable. Be comfortable, but don't be too comfortable to the point where you disrespect their space, their time, and their efforts, their gifts, or their skills. Don't get in the habit of taking people for granted, because one day, after you've done it once or twice, depending on their level and capacity to deal with that kind of disrespect, because it is disrespect, that's going to determine if they're going to be that person you could call upon. And if you know that you value people and you don't want to create that stigma or that character or that reputation, then do better. You know that old saying, when we know better, we do better. Well, when we know better, we're supposed to do better. We don't always do better. So this morning on this beautiful hump day, wind down Wednesday, I want to remind somebody, do a little bit better. Do better than you did yesterday. We all, not some of us, and you could be on point, but we all can do better day by day. That means you're elevating. That means you're growing. And that means you care. Well, that's all I have for you on this hump day Wednesday, this wind down Wednesday. Shout out to my guest from last night for Tap In Tuesday, Demetrius Neighbors. He has an amazing concert coming up this coming Saturday at the Lapita Cafe in Dearborn, Michigan. I believe that is considered the Lapita Cafe. I want to be sure because I don't want you guys looking for something and showing like, she said. It's going to be at the Lapita Cafe Banquet Center, to be exact. He is going to have an intimate evening with special guests, Isis Damil. That's D-A-M-I-L for those of you that might want to know how to spell that. Tickets are $40 in advance and they're $45 at the door. You can go to Eventbrite. You can check out jazzy3.eventbrite.com to get your tickets. And this is brought to you by Jazz Masters Entertainment Group. The doors will open at 6 p.m. and the show will start at 7 p.m. So this is going to be a wonderful event coming up. It's one you don't want to miss. Other than that, all I can tell you is just to continue to be great. If you have your tickets tonight, it's going down at One Mic in Detroit. The beautiful Beth is performing there. Okay, it's going to be a time. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. So wherever you are in the world, do better than you did yesterday. If you're here in the D, stop by tonight and check out Beth down at One Mic, which is Mike Epps Club in downtown Detroit. And if you are in the city this weekend, this Saturday to be precise, check out Demetrius Crayon Neighbor at the Lapita Cafe Event Center in Dearborn, Michigan. It's your girl, Titi from the D, and I'll see you soon.